Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 29th of January, The Travail of the Bride. Households becoming worthy through prayer is necessary for their fellowship from house to house as part of the Bride of Christ, and for obtaining a double portion of oil as part of a wise virgin company. This is important to recognize, for we are unable to meet in the fellowship of the Spirit without sanctification in our households, including in our marriages and extended families. A local network of worthy houses described in the scriptures as an elect lady will be praying together as part of a travailing bride. The Bride of Christ is presently praying by the Spirit in this manner, travailing to bring forth a man-child. This man-child is a presbytery composed of 24 thrones around the throne of the Father and the 144,000 firstfruits remnant. Through this administration, the Father's will is accomplished on earth and the seventh world kingdom is judged. The first phase of this man-child is the restoration of a presbytery administration in this day, who have been established in one spirit and one faith. This administration is suitable for the fullness of the times because it is restored to first love and has obtained an understanding of the mystery of God. It is able to effectively minister the word of grace to the body of Christ, to equip every member for the work of the ministry of the gospel from a network of worthy houses. Through the proclamation of the mystery of God, this company of worthy houses is able to make disciples of all nations. The work of messengers who belong to the fellowship of a presbytery is to make known by the Spirit the mystery of God. That is, they are declaring the details of Yahweh's covenant purpose, which is to make men in the image and likeness of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is the revelation of the name of the Father, the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Spirit. The references used in today's devotions are Matthew chapter 25 verses 6 to 8, Revelation chapter 12 verses 1 and 2, Revelation chapter 4 verses 4 and 5, Matthew chapter 6 verses 9 and 10, Ephesians chapter 4 verses 11 and 12, and Matthew chapter 28 verses 18 to 20. For further study, Revelation chapter 12.